Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Playoffs Media Day. First, I'd like to thank our host, Fox Sports, for not only providing the space here today, but for your continued support and coverage of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series as our exclusive broadcast partner for the series. So thank you guys for hosting us today. To the media, it's great to see all of you here today. You guys travel with us week in and week out and give us fantastic coverage of not only the sport, but the series in particular. So thank you guys for being here. To Camping World, thank you for another fantastic season thus far. We've seen some great racing on the track, and you guys are fantastic partners for us. And really looking forward to 2019 and unveiling the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series brand and identity that's going to come out the next few months and really kicking that off in Daytona in February of next year. So thank you all for being here today. And then finally, to the eight drivers, you guys have either won to get to this position or you've consistently had some fantastic performances on the track. So congratulations to you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys in Canada and look forward to crowning a champion later this year in Homestead. So with that said, I'd like to introduce today's press conference host, Vince Welch, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.
Thanks, bud. Hold your applause, please. Thank you. Media is not supposed to applaud. Thank you. As you see, our eight drivers here, it was quite interesting back in the makeup room, seeing them all get makeup put on, which is quite nice. And you don't see them in that role too often. Everybody looks good. Get a good look at them now before they get all sweaty and hot and angry here in a few days. But it's been great. For me personally, being a part of the broadcast team for the Camping World Truck Series, we've seen some phenomenal racing. I mean, even in the last two races with the 25,000ths of a second difference at Michigan and then the exciting finish at Bristol, I think very representative of the racing that we've seen throughout the course of this season, and we should expect nothing less over the next seven races and determining a champion and crowning a champion at Homestead. And I just want to say on behalf of all of us at Fox and Fox Sports FS1, it's been a great thrill to broadcast the races this season, and we look forward to continuing that right on through to the championship. And for me personally, as the play-by-play announcer, getting an opportunity to work with Michael and Michael Waltrip and Phil Parsons, it's been a great joy for me too. Can't wait to finish it up strong. I'd like to introduce each of the drivers, and then we'll allow them to take a seat, and we'll have some questions. I'll go through each of the drivers and visit with them a little bit, and then we'll certainly open that up to you for individual questions as well. We'll begin with the eighth seed of the two-time series champion, drives the 88, the Ford for ThorSport, Matt Crafton.
Thank you. I guess we're sitting now.
Yeah, go ahead. Justin Haley drives the 24, the Chevrolet for GMS. Winner earlier this season at Gateway, got his first career win. Grant Enfinger drives the 98 Ford for ThorSport. Stuart Friesen, the 52 for Hallmar Friesen Racing. Ben Rhodes, the 41 for ThorSport, got the big win at Kentucky, the home track earlier this year. Noah Gregson from Kyle Busch Motorsports, the 18 Toyota, perfect performance at Kansas with the win. Brett Moffitt in the 16 for Hattori Racing and the Toyota, four-time winner this season. And our regular season champion, five-time winner this year in the Chevrolet for GMS, Johnny Sauter.
Thanks.
Eight drivers that represent 12 wins so far this season in the regular part of our campaign, and looking forward to beginning the playoffs in our first round. It's going to be quite interesting with Canadian Tire Motorsport Park opening up with a road course, then going to the mile and a half at Las Vegas and finishing the first round of the playoffs, and two drivers will be eliminated after the race at Talladega. Johnny, let's begin with you. Congratulations on the regular season championship, but how about these three races that we're going to, not the three that we're are coming up, but the two that you've just completed, losing by 25 thousandths of a second, when I know that you felt like that one was one you were going to get, and then the next week coming back in a race you probably shouldn't have won last week at Bristol and getting the win, the emotions of those two and the way that then sets you up going into a road course race to open the playoffs?
Well, obviously, starting off the season or starting off these last couple weeks, you mentioned Michigan. That was a tough pill to swallow, and me personally feel like I could have did something maybe a little different to try to prevent that. And so you look at those five bonus points and you say, boy, those would be really nice. And then you go to Bristol. Like I said in my interview at Michigan, sometimes you win when you feel like you should, and vice versa. So to get the win at Bristol was big, obviously, and the thing I kept looking at was those five bonus points. So as I look forward to the championship round, the first round, I guess, you've got the road course, which anything can happen, miss a shift, blow the motor up, and then Talladega is kind of the big question mark, and I think it is for everybody sitting up here. So anything can happen. You can be riding along, minding your own business. So those bonus points is, I guess my point in all this is those bonus points are pretty big. I feel like, especially for that first round, because there's two races on there that anything can happen. So, or things can happen that maybe aren't necessarily totally in your control. So I feel good about where we're at, and I like road racing. I don't know that I'm great at it, but as I look at the first round, obviously Vegas has been a good racetrack for us, and Talladega, GMS Speedway stuff has been really, really fast. So hopefully we can go down there and just mind our own business all day long and get a finish. So yeah, first round's going to be tricky, but I feel like we're in a pretty good spot.
Brett Moffitt, second in the standings coming into the playoffs. Is the majority of the success derived from the power in your mustache?
Up until last week, it was looking pretty good. We went to the Watkins Glen and won the K&N race, and then won Michigan there, and it was 2-for-2, and we went to Bristol and kind of stepped on our own foot. So I don't know about how it's looking so far, but I asked on Twitter last night, and I think we're at an 80% keep rate, so staying on.
How do you describe what you guys have experienced this season? I mean, there have been times when you haven't even been sure if you were going to make it to the race. How do you describe the success that you guys have had?
It's certainly been a roller coaster with the on and off track drama. Every time I get the chance to work with Scott Zipidelli, it seems to be a successful pairing, and we just have a lot of good quality people at HRE, and it's special as a driver to have that many people behind you and working that hard for you. So that side's all been really positive. You mentioned the sponsorship issues, and that's been an ongoing battle. So we still have two races open even in the playoffs, which is somewhat of a distraction to our race team. But hopefully we can go out here and have a solid first round and lock ourselves into the next one.
Noah, you're sitting there as the third seed going into this first race of the opening round, and by all accounts, and I think everyone would agree, sitting in the seat representative of the third seed, it's been a good season for you guys. But at the same time, when you listen to yourself and you listen to Rudy, I know there's a certain level of frustration about some of the things in the regular season you haven't capitalized. How do you compartmentalize what's happened in the regular season and focus forward on the races that are about to come?
Well, I feel like we've had a strong regular season, on-track performance, maybe not on the result sheet paper, but just leading the most laps, just having that confidence of always having a fast, safe lap out of glass toy to Tundra when I go to the racetrack. It's been a real honor and pleasure to be able to work with Rudy Fugel. He's been a really good mentor to me. So being able to work with him throughout this whole regular season, learn, get better every time we get to the racetrack. Some races have kind of slipped out of our hands there at the end of the races, but we've won a lot of stages, led the most laps out of all the drivers. So just got to really put all these races together in the playoffs and make the most of every time on the racetrack.
Ben Rhodes, you had the great win at your home track in Kentucky this season, and of course a winner last year on the mile and a half at Las Vegas, a track that we go to in the first round. What kind of positive vibe does that give you, having won at that track and knowing it's a track you're going to visit in the first round?
If you
have no control over the road course or Talladega, at least you got to feel good about Vegas.
I mean, I feel good about Vegas, but those other two are more of a distraction for me, knowing that, you know, anything can happen, like Johnny said. Road courses, I'm not a road course ringer. I've only raced there. The last time I raced a road course was at Canada last year. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenges, but at the same time, I think all of us drivers have in the back of our mind to be careful, be safe. You can certainly lose a lot more than you can gain at any one of those races. I just know if I can get my team to the second round, we'll be okay. I feel like this first round is going to be absolutely the hardest, and then I feel like the second round is actually full of tracks that our team has been fast at. We've had really fast F-150s there. So I think we get fast the first round, we'll be just fine.
Behind you, Stuart Friesen. And Stuart, it's been a great season, I think, for your team. You've been runner-up multiple times, haven't gotten that first win yet this season. Sometimes the difference between second and first can seem so small, and sometimes it can seem so large. How close do you feel like you guys are to maybe that breakthrough win in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, performance-wise, you know, we've been right there through the second half of the regular season. We've been strong. We've been, you know, competing in the top five every week and had a lot of speed in our Silverado. So, you know, getting that win, it'll come, you know, when it happens, it happens. You know, it's it was a little bit of a distraction a couple weeks ago when I thought we really needed to win to get in the playoffs, but we were able to do it, you know, versus with consistency. So like we spoke about earlier, you know, we can be consistent all through the playoffs, and as long as we can make it into the next rounds and stuff, you know, we'll be good. We'll be contenders.
Well, and consistency, I think, is a key word when talking about Grant Enfinger and the success that you guys have enjoyed this season. Of the three Thor Sport trucks that have made the playoffs, you guys have been the most consistent, haven't gotten that win yet, but how close are you, and maybe what do you need to take that next step as we look at these final seven races?
I think we're close. Like you mentioned, we have been consistent. We've been solid week in and week out, but we hadn't really been contenders on a regular basis. There's been a handful of races that if the stars would have lined up, we could have won at. But we're still looking for that first win this year. So a lot like Ben said, I feel like if we can make it through this first round, getting through Canada and getting through Talladega, feel really good about the second round. And feel really good about the trajectory that our 98 team is on. We're bringing better Ford F-150s to the track each and every week. We're just not there yet.
Justin Haley, and you have a win this season, but as the playoffs begin, you and Matt are actually on the outside looking in, albeit by a very small amount of points, but only six move on to the second round. Do you feel like an underdog, even though you've got a win earlier this season? What do you feel your team's position is heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. You always have that vibe. I think that win kind of gave us a confidence booster, and going to the first round of the playoffs, I think it's one of the better rounds for our team. With Talladega, like Johnny hinted, we bring really fast super speedway trucks, and Mossport with my road course background should be good. So we are seated seventh. I think our results aren't how we've ran every week. I feel like there's been pit road mishaps or wrecks or stuff like that have put us back this far. But definitely, I think we have enough speed. And like they hinted, as long as we can get to the second round, I think we'll be good.
Matt, you're a two-time series champ. You've been in the Final Four each of the last 2 years. You've made it to the Final Four at Homestead. Looking ahead to the possibility of making it there again, you haven't won this season, haven't won since last year at Eldora. Can the championship in your mind be won without winning a race between now and the end?
Hopefully we don't have to do that without winning a race. I feel the last month and a half we've been a lot better than we were at the beginning of the season. We've had some really good runs and we've had some really bad runs. But I know that Junior and every one of these guys are working hard, and we feel that we know why we were bad at some of the places. Just getting it all together. I love road racing. Look forward to going to Canada. Look forward to going to Las Vegas. And Talladega is the big crapshoot really for us. But right now I just completely forgot about the part of the season, and we're going to move on and move from here.
Well, our eight championship contenders, and again, the first three races, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park this weekend, And then Las Vegas and Talladega, two drivers will be eliminated after the first round, and we'll open it up now to individual questions from the media or others that are gathered here for any of the eight drivers. Just raise your hand and we'll get a microphone to you. Yes.
Easy.
Any individual, any questions from the media that's gathered? Yep. Okay.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. For Noah and Justin, both of you missed the playoffs last year, and you're the two youngest drivers in the playoffs this year without really that prior experience of a championship run. How do you compartmentalize that, turn that lack of experience into a strength going in these next seven races?
For me, I feel like not having that experience of being in the playoffs definitely is going to be a challenge, dealing with that pressure, dealing with that adversity throughout the whole three rounds until we get to Homestead. Hopefully we can get there. So just trying to really stay close to my core group at Kyle Busch Motorsports. My crew chief, Rudy Fugel, has been a really good mentor to me pretty much all year and has taught me what I need to prioritize and what not, and where I can always be improving. So just trying to not overthink it is going to be the biggest thing. A lot of these guys that we're racing with have a lot of experience, but I feel like we are just as good as them and we can go out there and compete on a weekly basis. So just really fortunate to be in the position to be racing for a championship in the playoffs, and going to try and make the most of it.
Yeah, I think last year I was in a position like Todd Gillen was in this year. I had to win to get in, and last year at the start of the season, it was kind of my first time racing trucks, coming from Canaan and ARCA, and I just didn't have the experience. We really didn't have the speed till later in the season when the playoffs had started. So I think going into this year, obviously getting that win was pretty big and locking ourselves in. So I have a pretty young team. My crew chief, Kevin Bovcourt, is pretty young and probably just as inexperienced as I am. So as long as we just stick to what we know and what we've been doing all year and what's fast, and just, you know, really focus on ourselves and not what everyone else is doing, we should be all right.
Yes.
Tyler Burdett, Motor Racing Network. Johnny, the win at Bristol, obviously huge for you. Your most impressive season yet, you know, best numbers. What did that mean to you? And obviously the momentum going into the playoffs, how's it going to help you?
Well, I said it even at Bristol, I consider myself a short track guy. So, you know, as a kid growing up watching all these races, I remember watching my dad in the 1989 Valleydale Meets 500 at Bristol, you know, running in the top five all day long. And then a late race pit stop kind of blew it for him. But, you know, to win at a place like that with the history, and it's just, to me, it's an iconic place. And I think that is for a lot of people. But so that's what makes Bristol special to me. You know, obviously the five bonus points are a big deal, but you know, I just think back to when I was a kid watching all those races at those types of places. So yeah, I think it's a shot in the arm. We had a couple bad weeks there. Kentucky, Pocono was kind of a bummer, but when I look at those races, those were my mistakes. I made a lot of pit road errors, so that's behind us, and we're coming off a couple good weeks, so I feel really good about the first round.
Others? Chris?
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. For any of the drivers that want to take this, but the first round is kind of a wild card round with Canadian Tire and Talladega to bookend the first round. Is it going to be crazy from the start, or is it going to be calm before the storm?
Go ahead, Brad.
I think it's going to be crazy. I'm not the biggest fan of us racing one road course a year and having it be in our playoffs, but it is what it is, and I think we all just got to go there and, you know, like all of them touched on earlier, is, you know, you got to have a smooth day. You got to race the racetrack, and that's what it is. But Vegas, I think, you know, everyone keyed to that's going to be a place where everyone's confident at, and it seems like we raced a lot of mile and a halves, and we're going back to Vegas for the second time, and everyone seemed to have pretty fast trucks there the first go-around. So that'll be an interesting one. And then obviously Talladega is, I've actually never raced at Talladega in my life before. So that's going to be a learning experience for me. And, you know, as speedway racing goes, you just got to hope you're in the right place at the right time.
Grant, you want to take that one too?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Canada's probably going to be a little bit calmer, but as the intensity amps up and desperation kind of gets in the mindset of Talladega, I think that'll be a crazy one for sure. But I really kind of thought we'd see some of that at Bristol as well, and I think Bristol was a relatively clean race, all things considered. So, I mean, you never know.
Other questions? Stuart, you've had so much success in the modified ranks this year, and we've talked so many of the broadcasts about how you've won on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and Thursday, and then you come and race the truck on the weekend. Is it an adjustment running 30-lap features and then coming and running 100-lap, 150-lap, how many ever lap races that we're running on the truck side?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I spent the last 10, 15 years of my life, you know, battling in 30-lappers and, you know, some 100 and 200-lappers. But with an open cockpit car, you don't have near the heat and the physical stress like we do in the truck. So that was a little bit of an adjustment last year, getting comfortable. Now that we've got over that, it's been a lot better. And we have two solid race teams. You know, my dirt guys are second to none and work their butts off all week long on the dirt stuff. So we can go and hit these races midweek, and then, you know, our HFR truck team, you know, with the alliance with GMS, we're just, you know, really strong and bring, you know, great trucks to the track every week. So it makes my job jumping in between the two, you know, pretty easy.
Did the dirt guys give you some grief about not winning in the truck yet?
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of dirt race fans too that, you know, come and support us every week. And just, you know, the first question is, you know, why and why aren't we winning? And we've sold a lot of t-shirts because of it, though. So I think by the time we actually do get our first win, t-shirt sales might drop a little bit.
Any other individual questions? Yes. Jim?
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For Noah and Ben, too, Ben mentioned earlier about how the first round it might be an opportunity to try to survive. But for you guys, knowing that Johnny and Brett are probably going to be their best at the races that end the playoffs, is it also an opportunity to kind of push and try to get a leg up?
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about trying to make up the points. I feel like that's where you can get yourself in more trouble, is being focused on trying to overdrive the truck and get more out of it than what's really right there. So I just want to survive. I think that's the key for Talladega, but also for me, it's the key for Canada. As Johnny kind of mentioned, you can miss a shift, and in an instant, your whole playoff run could be over just from that. So I just want to make sure I'm hitting all my marks, staying on the racetrack, racing the racetrack. You know, these guys kind of also alluded to that it could be a little crazy in the first round. Even somewhere like Las Vegas, everybody's confident going there. They all feel like they have a shot that we could win it. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing my part to take care of my equipment and make sure that if something happens, it's not on me. Maybe it's just the stars didn't align, but I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can and I'm not making mistakes and causing issues to take my own self out of it.
I feel like the end goal to Millie is to get to Homestead, obviously. So I'm just trying to execute throughout the first two rounds to make it to Homestead, whether that's win, lock us into the second round, and then win in the second round, lock us into the third round. That's the easiest way to do it, but just got to execute the best that we can do. There's going to be a lot of adversity, but we're all in the same boat as the playoff drivers, but it's going to get wild. We're not just racing each other. We're racing the regular guys who are not in the playoffs as well, so you might have guys that'll shake up the standings and whatnot and create a little bit of drama. So just got to keep on doing what we're doing, staying close to what I know, and just keep on working hard and doing the best I can do on the racetrack.
Chris?
Yeah, for Matt, you guys, it's been an uncharacteristic season for the 88 team, but can you guys perform the best at the high when it counts the most?
The team's performing, the driver's just not.
Yeah, that's it. No, I mean, well, I know we can because we have the same group of guys that we've won with before. We just have to get it all together. I mean, with, I mean, setup, me, I've made plenty of mistakes this year, and that's been uncharacteristic. I've just been focused on before, just not making mistakes, and I've made plenty of those this year, but that's behind me. I've got my head down and can look for these next few races and win one of them.
Yes.
Brett, how much of a sigh of relief was it for you guys as a team to get through the first 16, pull together the sponsorship, do what you needed to do to now be in this playoff? I know you mentioned earlier that you guys still have some sponsorship to sell, but it would seem like at least it's a little easier now that you're in to be able to handle the rest of that.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's been a roller coaster, lots of ups and downs, and you know, everyone assumes it'd be easy to sell two playoff races, but it's just not, to be honest. And I've had a lot of things, crazy things happen in my career, so I'm not holding my breath on any of it. But I think if we can go perform, obviously Talladega is one of the open races, and that's in the first round. So I'm going to do all I can do to execute at Canada and at Vegas, and hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
Others? The last couple of years at Canada, we've seen contact on the last lap or the last corner. Sometimes that's meant to get into the playoffs. Now that it's the first round of the playoffs, would you race it differently in regards to you don't have to win that race now to get in, so if you're running second, would you handle that situation differently if you just put yourself, say, in the position that we've seen the last couple of years? And I'll start with Justin.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if, you know, I would handle it differently or not. I wasn't put in that situation last year, so I wouldn't know how to react to it in that situation. But hopefully we'll bring a good truck and be far enough forward that it's not an issue.
Johnny, you reckon Matt, though, aren't you, on that last corner?
If yeah, it's... not even a question, is it?
There's no question. There's me and Johnny, and I'm behind him doing the same thing. So, yeah. But then at that point, I always say as a veteran, if you do get drove through by one of those, they've got a championship to try to win, and I guarantee you they won't. I mean, I think that Johnny would speak the same thing about it. I mean, if they're going to race me that way, I have no problem racing that in the next few.
I think the winning average age of the winners at Canada has been 18.8. I mean, it's less than 19 years old. And in some ways, that's maybe a reflection of the demographic of the series from an age standpoint as well. But, Ben, do you think the young guys, for any reason, have an advantage? Or is that just the way the stats have happened to shake out and maybe not told the whole story?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm over 18 now. I'm 21. I'm like, what, fourth oldest guy here? So I don't know. I feel like it is the demographic of the series. You look at the past winners, and all of them have been young drivers. But I don't know. That could be just the experience they have. A lot of those guys get started on road courses and have a lot of experience on it in the free time. I know Justin Haley's been running some road courses, getting prepared. He's trying to make himself a ringer, so he might be a better – he's the young guy. He's more fitting for the question you're asking.
You have an advantage of over these guys going in?
I don't know. These guys have been doing it a lot longer than I have, so they got more experience than me. But I've really put a lot of focus to road course racing in the past years, in the Trans Am Series with Mike Hope Racing and in the K&N and Xfinity Series this year. So I just enjoy road course racing. It's something that I've just taken to. And like Brett said, I wish there was more road course races in the schedule, because we go ahead and build this brand new road course truck just for one race, and it just kind of sits around for the rest of the year, so we could put it to good use a few more times at some of the other tracks.
Maybe NASCAR should be listening to this, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. We'll send it to them. Phil. Yeah.
Noah, I remember last year we interviewed you after the race in Canada, and you really felt like that race got away from you. It felt like you should have won that race. I know how much that race means to you because you went up and ran a Pindy's race back. Was it Charlotte weekend or whatever?
Yep.
After the race, and you flew up. And so I know how important that race is. Do you feel like, with your background and the fact that you have some experience there this year as well as last year, do you feel like that's the race that you're going to win to advance to the next round?
Yeah, first off, last year I had it circled on my calendar. Going back to racing in the K&N series, I've won three road course races in the K&N Series, finished second to Chase Elliott, Sonoma, got passed on the two to go lap. So feel like I'm confident in my road course abilities. But yeah, I had that circled on my calendar last year just because as we started inching closer and closer and not having a win last year, and felt like that was going to be my best opportunity there late in the season to get a win. So I also have it circled on my calendar this year. Went up there, ran the Pinty Series race, and that is a really fun series to run. Those guys are awesome. It's really competitive. Had to come back from a lap down due to the pit strategy up there earlier in this race, and then finished third. So feel really confident on the experience I've been able to gather throughout last year's truck race there, this year's Pinty race, and it's just all about getting the seat time and getting comfortable on that track. It's not like any road course that I've really ran in the past. It's really fast, sweeping corners, not a lot of outbreaking opportunity like a Watkins Glen style road course, Sonoma, something like that. So it's much different, but I feel really confident in my team at Kyle Busch Motorsports. They were able to go test up there earlier in the year, so just really, really fortunate to be in a position where I feel confident enough to be one of the top guys at Mossport.
Stuart, how do you prepare for what you're going to face on Sunday?
Oh, wow. Well, Sauter and I played some video games yesterday, and he kind of showed me some of the things that he's learned, you know, going there before, so...
Were you running into each other on the video games too, like you seemed to have done during the races?
There was a ghost truck, and we were joking that the ghost truck had a 52 on it. You know, Sauter would have picked up his lap and drove right through it. So, no, we, you know, I'm going to rely heavily on my teammates, Justin, you know, and his road racing experience. You know, I've talked to him quite a bit about, you know, shifting and downshifting and stuff. So, you know, even though I grew up, you know, only about 3 hours away from Mossport, never been there before, so, you know, really looking forward to it.
Other questions? One more over here on the end. Yeah.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Anybody besides Johnny or Brett, they two have 9 wins out of 16 races. Where do you guys feel like you are to overtake them coming into these playoffs?
Grant, you want to take that?
I mean, honestly, for Brett and Johnny, they can have an off race and still advance on to the next round. You know, they don't need a bad race, but really the rest of us six, we can't even have an off race. You know, that would be pretty detrimental to our season. I don't think we necessarily have to win one of these next three, but you can't have a bad race. Those two kind of got a leg up on us right now. So that's, you know, that's on them. For they've had a heck of a regular season. And the rest of us haven't, bottom line. So we got to step it up.
One more over here on this side, Lee.
Grant, though, do you feel a little bit lucky since Talladega is in that first round? I know this is your first playoff berth, but having that race there, does it kind of give you something for your team to circle?
No. I mean, I look forward to going to Talladega. It's kind of the home track for me. But, I mean, any of us, they can win up anybody that unloads there. Getting in the right circumstance can win that race. And if we're in the right place at the wrong time, our day is done. So that's definitely a little bit of a crapshoot there. I am looking forward to getting there. But being the last race in the first round of the playoffs, it's going to be a little stressful.
It'll be fun for sure. The guys will be around for a few more minutes for one-on-ones. If you need to grab them for another quick question, we're going to wrap things up here. But certainly want to thank you for your support and your coverage of the Camping World Truck Series. Look forward to the playoffs opener on Sunday from Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, the Silverado Chevrolet Silverado 250. And that'll be at 2:30 on FS1, MRN, and Sirius XM as well. And wish the best to our 8 championship contenders. And congratulations on making it to the playoffs. Wish you the best. And thank you all for being here today. Thank you.